Hey everybody, this is Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.com. That's me, the Little Shaman, and I want to remind everybody that my live web show is coming this Sunday, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. See you there. I also want to thank everybody for all the donations coming through my website. I really, really appreciate it, and it helps me keep things going around here. So today I wanted to talk about what spirituality is. This is a question that I get asked every once in a while, or you might have it on your mind. Maybe you have a vague idea, but you haven't really defined it. So I'm going to help you with that today. Now, if you look up spirituality in the dictionary, the definition says, quote, the quality or state of being concerned with religion or religious matters, the quality or state of being spiritual. It's pretty vague, right? On Wikipedia, this is expanded a little bit to, quote, a process of personal transformation, either in accordance with traditional religious ideals or, increasingly, oriented on subjective experience and psychological growth independently of any specific religious context, end quote. That's a little less vague, but it doesn't really answer the question of what is spirituality really. Spirituality is about transcending humanity. It's about transcending the human condition and becoming more. Now, too often, people seem to want to jump over the human part totally and get right into the spiritual side of things. But if spirituality is about transcending the human condition, it can never happen if the human qualities are not embraced, understood, and accepted first. All that can really occur without accepting our human qualities, including flaws, is false enlightenment and ego worship, and these things are the opposites of true enlightenment. True enlightenment is not about how advanced and enlightened you are compared to everybody else. It's about understanding your true place in the world. Ego screams, I. Spirit whispers, we. The ego must be quieted in order to hear the spirit. It cannot be done any other way. And in order to quiet the ego, you must acknowledge it. Ego is a monumental force in humanity. It is humanity's greatest power, and it's also our greatest weakness. With ego, you can accomplish many earthly things, but you can also never achieve spiritual enlightenment. It's your ego that says, I am, I do, I believe, I deserve, I achieved, I matter. It is very beneficial to us in day-to-day life, but it's also a box that we're stuck in, which forces us to see things only one way and do things only one way. It causes us to feel suffering when we think we've been wronged. People are killed for injuries to the ego. It's a very serious thing, and most of it's driven by the need to believe that we are special, important, and that we matter. Ego causes fear, anxiety, depression, and many other things. A malfunctioning ego can be a very serious problem, which is what you see with narcissists and antisocial personalities. Their ego is malfunctioning. You see that conversely as well when there's not enough ego or the ego is not large enough, with low self-esteem, self-destructive behavior, and depression. Spirit is the opposite of this. Ego says, I matter, I'm the most important thing. Spirit says, we are all equally valuable and we are all equally worthless. And that's not just people, that's everything. Human beings often have a problem with that simple truth, and the reason why is ego. We don't want to believe that we aren't the most important things in the world. Many of the internal and external structures that we have created in our society and in the world collapse if this truth is accepted. If we're not the most important things above all else in the world, then many of the things we as humans do become quite ominous and pretty selfish indeed, don't they? This is also the reason that a lot of people are atheists, I think. They simply cannot fathom that anything greater than themselves exists. This type of ego worship is very detrimental. It closes the mind and it stunts any kind of spiritual growth. In order to hear the spirit, the screeching ego must be quieted. We have to learn to think of things from a broader point of view. You are not the center of the universe. You are a thread in a large interconnected tapestry. Now, this is not a New Age platitude. It's the truth. Science has proven it. In nature, all things are connected through systems and chains. There is no most important part of a chain or a system. All parts are necessary and equally important. humans are not somehow above that, and we are not so far removed from our furry and feathered brethren, as many would like to think. I can think of 5 examples right now. So, when the ego is allowed to run rampant, the end result is subjugation, violence, torture, and murder. Always. You see this very clearly in children before they're taught the responsible and acceptable way to behave in society, and we also see it in adults who were never taught this. Empathy, generosity, compassion, these things are not innate. They must be learned, and they are easily forgotten when the ego is injured. However, being able to learn these things as children is our first real experience of conquering the ego. To acknowledge the ego is to ultimately accept it. We must accept it without judging ourselves before we can transcend it and achieve spiritual enlightenment. This is not easily done, but it is very, very possible. Once that's happened, we can begin to grow beyond it, to experience things in a much more connected way. The consciousness can bloom like a flower once it is set free from the chains of ego, and it does. This is part of the reason why narcissists seem soulless or come across as being empty. Their ego is so humongous and poisonous that there is no room for any spiritual connectedness, any connection to other people. There's only room for the ego. So in narcissists and psychopaths, we see very clearly the damage that occurs when the ego is allowed to grow out of control. If we truly want to grow spiritually, we have to learn to quiet the ego. We shouldn't get rid of it totally, and as human beings, it isn't really even possible, but we should learn to not have it direct our lives and our decisions. We see the damage caused by allowing that to happen. The root of all suffering is desire. Desire is born in the ego. This is why a lot of spiritual growth programs and techniques involve self-denial. Self-denial is about denying yourself earthly pleasures so that the spirit can grow. It takes the focus off of the ego and puts it on the spirit. The ego wants to be indulged, and if it is indulged too often, people become selfish, they become bogged down in desire. These things are counterintuitive to spiritual growth. It's the hurdle we all have to jump. It's the bridge we all must cross to go from being just another animal on the face of the earth to something more. I hope this has cleared up what spirituality is for you. If you have any questions, let me know. You can get me on The Little Shaman Healing on Facebook or through the contact page of my website, littleshaman.com. You've been listening to Meditations and More, brought to you by littleshaman.com. That's me, The Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.